time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com, also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Lanise Peterman. She is the mayor of Helper City. We've got quite a bit going on. It seems like there's always something really going on in Helper. We've got stuff going on as far as a new wayfinding signage that is on its way to Helper. The status of the Helper pool is going to be opening here fairly soon. Some information about phase 6 of the river project. And then we'll wrap it all up with some cemetery work that's been going on. Lanise, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Dave, thanks for always asking what's going on and for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Anytime. That's what we're here for. It's what I always tell people. Now, let's start off right out of the gate with some new wayfinding signage that's on its way to Helper.
Sure. So when we had USU Logan do a master design plan for the city last fall, they presented a wayfinding system to us that I was really personally super excited about. And then was able to capture some funding from Utah Power and Lighting and Credit, the credit union, as well as Carbon County to really make that become a reality. So today we spent the day with PZ Printing talking about how to bring this to fruition. And we're locally sourcing the signs, the stands, all of those things, because it's great to keep it in our county.
And so they're going to be, you know, like destinations in Helper, right? As far as the signage goes, kind of this is where you go to get here and this is where you go to get there.
Absolutely. And it actually follows the Carbon County marketing plan. So it includes their color palette, the fonts that they selected to brand the entire county, because I wanted to very much roll into and be cohesive with the county's efforts. So it'll point you to the library, to the swinging bridge, to the river walkway, and so on. So lots of good things.
All right. When were we going to maybe see those out and about?
We hope to have some samples out by mid-July. And then once we finalize that, we can work with Badlands, who's building the stands for us, finalize their piece. So we're thinking August we'll see those going in. There's roughly about 20.
Very cool. And it's always, you know, with people coming into town now and with the RV park there in Helper and stuff, it's great to kind of point the way for people to go.
Absolutely.
Okay, now we've got to talk about the Helper City pool, because that's coming up really quick.
Absolutely. So we plan to open next Wednesday. We will be hosting a barbecue, really courtesy of the Balance Rock and Cindy Curry. So that is going to serve as yet another fundraiser for the pool, because the city just had some tough decisions in front of them. The council did, with the decrease in sales tax revenue and the impact the pandemic has had on us economically. So it was really refreshing to see the community rally around it and help us solve that problem and help us get it open. So we appreciate the committee who's worked on it, all the people who've donated. It's just really a super thing to see everybody working on the same, working towards the same goal.
And that's going to be on July 1st, correct?
Correct.
At 6, is it 4 or 6 p.m.?
I thought it was 4 to 6.
4 to 6, that's right. Yes. I knew there was a 6 o'clock in there somewhere.
Right.
So, and then that is the first day that the pool will be open as well.
Correct.
Okay, so be looking for that. Let's talk phase 6 of the river project.
So I've been working on grants and fundraising for phase 6. As you know, we always do that a year ahead of ourselves. So we've been fortunate. We received $250,000 award from the Outdoor Rec Division of Utah. And then we've been able to match that with a $220,000 funding from the Watershed Restoration Initiative, WRI. They've been a long time supporter of this project, and they weighed in with a really large award, and we greatly appreciate that. And then an additional $65,000 from the Endangered Species Fund. So, you know, we're trying to really build that bank to get to about $2.3 million, but this will get us started for sure. It's great to have $600,000 looking into the future.
And this is really going to start up by Gelati's Pond, is that correct?
Correct. There's a 12-foot man-made diversion up there. And what that does is it restricts both fish and human passage. So we'll be addressing that. And that's a significant amount of work to be done. So we're excited to see it come together and get started.
And the money that you've got so far, the $600,000, that's all grant money, correct?
Correct.
So that's even better.
Right.
That's the best part about grant money is it's free money. So they're going to give it to somebody. It might as well be you.
Yeah. Right.
So that's going to be something to look forward to coming up is that is the final phase of the river project.
Correct.
The whole thing will be ready to go. And I think that's, it's going to be really neat to be able to just kind of put in with a tube and just float all the way through there. And there's a lot of, I believe the last time you were here, we talked about that. There's a lot of cities and things. The one that always comes to mind is Lava Hot Springs in Idaho. I can remember going there when I was a kid and people are just floating down the river that goes right through town. And that's a great thing. A lot of fun. And you know what? It's going to be really neat to get that finished and get that completed for Helper.
Absolutely. We see it as something that makes us distinct and unique and that people will come and then they'll fall in love with the area and hang out.
Okay. And let's wrap up with the cemetery. There was I saw the article about you guys going up there and, you know, doing some work at the cemetery on the headstones and things like that. And this, you're going to try and make this kind of a monthly thing or?
I think so. Actually, a citizen brought that to me and said, you know, the older headstones are not being cared for because either families have moved out of the area or, in fact, they're so old, you know, perhaps there's no family left. So we took a Saturday and worked on it and did a portion of the older section and saw the need that we really should be doing this like once a month for a couple of hours. It's respectful and it's so incredible to do it and to be with people who go, oh my gosh, this woman taught me in first grade. You know, just it's just kind of a circle closing, I guess.
And you were saying that, you know, as you said, some of these headstones, some of these people, I mean, served in World War I, and it's just amazing to go up there. And the history part of it alone is probably pretty fun too.
It's absolutely, and it's fun to hear people talking about the families or who they knew when. So it's just really reaffirming. I think we have such a bright history and Helper, and anything we can do to make sure that's maintained and passed on to others, I think is really important to our community and to who we are.
All right. And you said you were going to try and get other people to come and volunteer and help. Where would they look for that kind of information?
What I'll do is I'll create a Facebook post. Like I said, we only did it like Saturday from 9 to 11. And some of the feedback was, hey, let's do it in an evening, you know, like a weekday evening, because it might be cooler. So we'll probably play with dates and times and just see kind of what the turnout is and the interest.
Perfect. So just keep an eye to that then.
Yeah.
All right. Lenise Peterman, Mayor of Helper City, thank you so much for taking the time out to come in today. We appreciate you coming down and keeping us up to date on what's going on in Helper.
All right. Thank you.
Good stuff. All right. Now, for more information on this or other KOALITV.com interviews, just go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.